Amazon has a new comedy series, which is about stand-up comedy. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel takes us to 1950s Greenwich Village, where Mrs. Maisel discovers a gift for telling jokes after her marriage falls apart. NPR's Glenn Weldon reviews the show, which is from the creator of The Gilmore Girls.
It's 1958 in New York City, the day before Yom Kippur, and Midge Maisel, played by Rachel Brosnahan, has everything. A big apartment on Riverside Drive, two kids, a husband who's successful in business, though he wants to be a stand-up comic.
Anyhow, this is a press agent talking to Abe Lincoln.
Midge is supportive. She's smart and funny. She keeps a notebook with ideas for improving his act.
You know, you don't really say hello to the audience. Maybe you should write a beginning, something that says who you are or something.
The thing is, her husband's stand-up act is actually Bob Newhart's.
Bob Newhart is doing your act.
What?
Bob Newhart. He's on Ed Sullivan. He's doing your act. He must have come to the club one night and seen you perform, and now he's on television doing it just like you do. Well, it's a little bit different because he does it faster, which is better, actually, but that's besides the point.
Her husband admits it. Yes, he steals from other comics.
No, not steals. Borrows. It's no big deal.
It's not? When I found out June Friedman used my meatloaf recipe, I almost stabbed her in the eye with a fork.
Brosnahan's pretty terrific here as she lets us see Midge's surprise and disappointment with her husband. Later, when the jerk leaves her, she grabs a bottle of kosher wine, takes a cab to a Greenwich Village coffeehouse, clambers on stage on a whim.
So my life completely fell apart today. Did I mention that my husband left me?
Woohoo!
And she kills.
I gave him kids, a boy and a girl. And yes, our little girl is looking more and more like Winston Churchill every day, you know, with a big Yalta head, but that's not a reason to leave, right?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is written and directed by Amy Sherman-Palladino, who patented a kind of rat-a-tat style of a dialogue on Gilmore Girls. On Maisel, the dialogue's still clever, but less breathless. You can still feel the DNA of Gilmore Girls here. You've got a woman and her imperious mother lurking in the background.
We need to talk about the baby.
Midge's home life is half the show.
That forehead is not improving.
What? Are you sure?
It's getting bigger. The whole face will be out of proportion.
No, but look at the nose. It's elongating now.
The nose is not the problem. The nose you can fix, but...
The other half takes place in 1950s coffeehouse culture. So, if her stand-up act doesn't seem hilarious to modern sensibilities, it does feel right. It fits that era of comedy. Yet the show keeps insisting how brilliant she is, which gets a little old. Her manager gushes.
She is impulsive and intuitive and hysterical, and I think she's going to be big.
And later, when we learn that one of her admirers is none other than the groundbreaking comic Lenny Bruce, well, you kind of want to tell the show to just relax. And when it does, the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel makes for an intriguing mix, part Mad Men, part Inside Llewyn Davis, part Gilmore. Not marvelous, not yet at least, but then if they'd called it the very promising Mrs. Maisel, it would have been a lot less catchy. Glenn Weldon, NPR News.